This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. I said nothing can take the wind blows, 'cause nothing compares,
nothing compares to you. Is a truism here. Nothing compares to Donald Trump. And he's been using, or his people have been using this song, or at least they had, past tense, been using this song. The estate of Sinead O'Connor has demanded that Donald Trump stop using her music at his rallies. They refer to him as the biblical devil. Right? Okay, that's pretty straightforward, right? Didn't Prince, that sounded like a Prince song. Prince wrote that song, I think. And there have been other songs that they've used, Dancing Queen by ABBA, Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire, Suspicious Minds, the Elvis song. There was also a version of the Star-Spangled Banner that was performed by some of the defendants that were arrested for the January 6th insurrection, if you will. So, at any rate, the estate of Sinead O'Connor said, quote, "It's no exaggeration to say that Sinead would have been disgusted, hurt, and insulted by Trump." I think that's probably very true. Matter of fact, if she was alive, she'd probably take a picture like she did of the Pope and rip it up. Mm. Right? At some concert someplace.
But you remember, she was essentially canceled before cancel culture was a thing. She was canceled for that. And she was
the Pope.
She was bringing to light about the pedophile situation within the church.
Yep.
And she got canceled. And
she
then
was
here,
right.
Yeah.
She was right. 100% right about it. 100% right. But then, once again, society does things that it doesn't think about. It just does. And that's one of the things, one of the human frailties, I suppose, as we think about all of our frailties. Then do you think, I want to change my life? So there's a book called The School of Entrepreneurialism that figures out or suggests how you change things in your life, the variables. And so here are some of the things that are variables in your life, my life, our lives. A, what you learn in school, what you learn from your parents, what you learn from society, I suppose even what you learn from various media connections that you have. This is very, all right, so number two, B on this, the people who are around you, right? That's a variable. Depends on where you work, depends on where you live, depends on where you go to church or, you know, what religion you have, that kind of stuff. Let's see, what else can you change? Your environment, where you go, where you spend your time, right? What you eat, what you breathe, what your bed is like. That's all your environment. And the other thing that you can change, the other variable, is how you look at where you've been. What's your past like? What does it mean to you? What stories do you tell yourself about your parents, where you grew up, the people who are around you? What did you learn from those people? I tell those stories all the time, frankly. The stories of where I came from and the farm stuff especially. I try to focus on the positive because it has made my life better. And there has been no single influence on me that was greater than growing up on the farm. and around the animals. That's the most important thing, I think, more important than my parents, my family, more important than anything else. And without the cows in my life, God knows where I would have gone, frankly, because I was pretty much on my own. And it was just, you know, one of those things. Was it luck or was it supposed to be? I guess you can, you know, argue it one way or another. I kind of believe, I'm not fatalistic, and I'm not sure that I would call it fate, but I believe there's a plan. I think we all have a plan. There's a plan for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Whether
we all have our paths.
You know, yeah, exactly. Paths to go. Speaking of paths, here's a guy who's out for a walk with his dog. Stumbles over a big fossil, as it turned out to be a fossil, a bump that turns out to be a huge 70-million-year-old fossil.
Wow.
Complete skeleton of a long-necked Titanosaurus. Right? This kid's 25 years old. He was in the forests in the south of France, and he... for whatever the reason, he kept it secret until now. Nobody quite, he's been asked that by news media, and I guess he was afraid people would think he was crazy, but he brought people to where the fossil was, and apparently there are some other things around what he found that are absolutely fabulous. I mean, look at the picture of this, down to the head of it, and people working on it. You see how big this doggone thing was, right? You see the pictures?
It really is astounding when you realize how big these creatures were.
Right. And this thing lived, the species, this is like the late Jurassic era, from 163 million to 145 million years ago. And some of the things that have been discovered more recently have been 145 million to 66 million years ago on the planet. This is one of those, so you can imagine, hopefully I'll do a good describing it. Long-necked dinosaur. This is the biggest among all of the terrestrial animals to ever walk the planet. And you wonder again, how would they get so big? This thing is the size of a modern whale. And there have been 40 different species of dinosaurs that have been found on all continents except down on Antarctica. So, anyway, this is something for my grandson who loves dinosaurs. Do all youngsters like dinosaurs? I suppose they find them
fascinating. I think there is a level of fascination with dinosaurs across the board, but some are more into it than others. And I think that studies have shown that youngsters who get like super into dinosaurs, know all the names and everything, tend to have a higher IQ as they get older.
That's Miles is into all of these things, man. I brought him three stories that we talked about on the air. And I think one of the reasons that I pay attention to it myself is because of my grandson. When I see something like this, I want to tell the story because I think it's a good story.
Yeah.
That people are interested. Are they really? This is one of those dinosaur connections and collections, both, that one would admire. This guy left his job in the energy sector, and now he's going to pursue a master's degree in paleontology to continue work. He was so impressed, if that's what it was, so impacted by this. So it's rare, but it's good. It's cool. All right. Let's see what's going on in the city department. Here's something good for those of you who are interested in knowing whether where you live is one of the best places in America. The annual list of the 20 best cities, 7 of them are in California, 7 in the Midwest. This is a way to celebrate what's good, the happiest cities in America.
I like it.
And so... yeah, I do too, as a matter of fact. There are people, there are always people writing books and doing research and that sort of stuff. So the way they decided was to figure out the key dimensions are, one, emotional and physical well-being of the people who live there, two, income and employment levels, and three, community and environment statistics and, you know, there's
Yeah, they didn't interview people. Happiness. This wasn't like a polling situation. They just straight up looked at which cities provide the best conditions for residents.
Well, the fewest suicides, that kind of stuff. I shouldn't chuckle about it.
Optimizing mental and physical well-being, which are always tied hand in hand. And I think a lot of times we take focus, we put more focus on the physical side of health, and we forget the mental side of health. And they both entirely go hand in hand.
Very important. Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's see. Fremont, California, in the San Francisco Bay, according to this report, is the best city in America for living, for enjoying. You know, they take into account the average household income, all of that kind of stuff. How many people divorced, yada, yada, low separation rate. Overland Park, Kansas, number two on the list of the best cities in America. San Jose, California, is three. Madison, Wisconsin, is four. Irvine, California, is five. Honolulu is six. San Francisco is seven. Pearl City, Hawaii, is eight. Let's see here. Columbia, Maryland, is nine. Scottsdale, Arizona, is 10. Huh. So let's see what's at the other end of the list. Newark, New Jersey. I'm not surprised. The lowest number of suicides, though, there. Let's see here. Much lower than Casper. I mean, isn't that interesting? How that shows up. Where is that? Where is Newark on the list? I can't give it a number because I don't see it on here. But, you know, most people would tell you, most people who've driven through what they think is Newark, which is basically where the Newark Airport is and where you get on the New Jersey Turnpike and the stink of the petroleum refinery that's right there. That's what they think. When you get on the New Jersey Turnpike, it stinks. But if you go further down, interestingly enough, this is why some of this stuff is short-sighted, and it's good for conversation, but what else? If you go to southern New Jersey, there's some great farming areas down along the border to Pennsylvania and further on down, even great farming areas. So anyway, but it doesn't make good for if you live in one of these towns, it'll give you something to talk about. Hey, did you hear? Columbia, Maryland is number nine on the list of the best cities in America. Woo-ha! It's 18 after here on Good Day.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage. Not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines. Instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families, we all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, digging into some social media, the people that make it tick, the techs who make it tick. You know what I mean? Jelly Bean. I don't know where
Jelly
that
Bean.
Came from.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, all right. I have to tell you this. Have you heard of Bean Boozled?
Bean Boozled?
It's like a jelly bean eating game where there are different types of jelly beans and there are two flavors per like color of jelly bean, and some of the half of them are really good tasting, and the other half are supposed to be these really gross flavors.
Really? No.
It's like kind of like a Russian roulette situation, but with jelly beans.
I've seen these,
and they are gnarly.
So,
they're bad.
For example, there's a jelly bean that is birthday cake, and that so you could get birthday cake, or you could accidentally eat dirty dishwater.
Or like popcorn or boogers.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
There's like a vomit, a dirty socks one. Like, who came up with that?
Yeah,
some sicko. All right, how to get by the FDA would be the question. Uh-huh. Into this world of Elon Musk and his latest brain fart is the Neuralink brain implant company. The FDA's after him this week because there are some lab issues. Inspectors finding problems with record keeping, quality control for some of the experiments at Neuralink. The startup was cleared to test brain implants in humans. They've been testing it on dogs and other animals, which is pretty disgusting as
awful.
Far as I'm concerned. Yep. Anyway, when they looked around the first time, they didn't find any problems. Now they're finding problems. They looked in June of last year, and that's the only time they checked out the facilities. So it's been, 8 months? Mm-hmm. And there have been a lot of people who look at this. This, for me, is more an indictment of the government than it is Elon Musk. This is the same stuff basically going on as was the reason or the cause for the Boeing problem, because there's no oversight. There's no, if you're going to pay your taxes and you want the government to do its job, the old, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. No, you're from the government and you're here to screw off. Obviously, if the government had done its job, there wouldn't have been the Boeing problems. If the government had done its job, there wouldn't be these Neuralink brain implant problems. So they're not doing, we're not getting what we're paying for. That should be the reason. You want to have an upset? You want to have people who revolt, if that's the correct terminology, or certainly get in the face of the people. People are so mesmerized, and this is almost on purpose, by these GD, the social media and these devices, that they pay no attention to this kind of stuff. So you want somebody to operate on your brain to fix something like Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS? You want them to work on your brain? Well, somebody say, well, I'll take a chance because otherwise I'm going to die anyway. I suppose maybe that's a way to look at it.
There are sometimes where to go into the trials, it's worth it because it at least gives you somewhat of a chance.
Yeah. My point here is that I'm not sure. Musk needs to be held, as do other people who do these sorts of things, to a higher standard. Mm-hmm. It's great if it works. God bless him for putting his money into it and hoping that something good will come out of it. But in the meantime, people in the government, do your damn job.
What about the hackers? Like, what if people get these Neuralink things implanted in their brain and it's working for a period of time? What if, there's going to be some kind of motherboard somewhere. It's not just independent things. What if somebody hacks it?
No, let's talk something better. National Snack Day was yesterday. We asked you to give us your favorite go-to snack. Let's see here. Krista Ann said veggie straws and string cheese.
Oh, veggie straws are good.
Jeff said peanut butter. Jif Smooth is his thing. Buzz says organic blue corn chips. Susan Sidell, Lindt dark chocolate.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump hailed the Supreme Court's ruling preventing states from removing him from the ballot, stating it will unify the country.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
Monday, the court's decision in Colorado's case barred his removal over insurrectionist claims, effectively halting similar attempts by other states. A fallen utility pole is suspected to have sparked the largest wildfire in Texas history. Several lawsuits and property insurance claims assert that Xcel Energy neglected to inspect and maintain their equipment. The blaze has engulfed more than 1 million acres of land and claimed 2 lives. JetBlue and Spirit have decided to cancel their merger. The decision follows a federal judge's ruling that blocked the $3.8 billion agreement. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Daily podcasts are available at dailydownload.com.
Together and what have you got? Bippity boppity boo. I bet I haven't heard this for 50 years. And yet I remember the words. Crank it up, James, will you? Bippity boppity boo.
Now salagadoola means a magical boo. But the thing about that does the job is bippity boppity boo.
This is sort of cut out of the same page as supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is... Isn't it? It is.
Something quite atrocious. So,
There's something good. I'm in a darker blue mood today, and that helped me get out of it for a moment. My dog doesn't feel well. I have cracked ribs, and I'm not happy looking at the political realities of our country. Mm. I'm letting it. Hey, see, that's what they want. It's getting to me. And mm-hmm. I don't want it to get it to me. It's a shroud over our country and our lives, the things that are going on. And I do my doggonedest, along with Jay every day, to try not to go down these roads that everybody else goes down, even though I feel like I'm compelled to talk about some of these things. I have no solutions to the
and
problem.
And that's even more infuriating, right? Because I feel like it is, I don't know if it's a taught situation, inherited, whatnot, but if there is a problem, you don't just complain about the problem. You find the solution. You pitch some
fix
ideas
it.
For solutions. You
right.
don't just focus on a problem. And when it's something that's like, it's not your problem, but the problem's become your problem, but not your problem enough to have a solution to actually do anything about it, that sucks.
Yeah. I get very involved in my local community fixing problems, although my friend Tommy Hansen said to me the other day, you're ruining the neighborhood, you know, and because I'm building this development
ruining.
Down the street. Well, that's
enhancing,
it. See,
maybe?
He and I grew up in an area where we had farms and we had open land and we had the ability to sort of enjoy the wild open spaces, if you will. Well, that was 60 years ago. Things have changed. Things are changing. So this land was going to be developed, and the development was atrocious. So I got involved to keep it from being atrocious, but I couldn't keep it from being developed. So I did something which was better in my mind than doing nothing. And he can look at it, you know. Anyway, he was, somebody's going to do it. And if we're going to have it in our neighborhood, and he grew up here and I grew up here, we've lived here all our lives, and we want it to stay the same. I want it to stay the same. I don't want anything to change. But it does. So what do you do about these social piranhas called developers? Now, I've become one, in a manner of speaking. But not everybody's going to see it. As you know, some of the people have written on Facebook, why can't you just leave it the way it is? Come on, use your own common sense.
But yours isn't just like some development or like a parking garage going up, which, by the way, parking garages are so much better than all of these parking lots because you can get more in there. But yours is an actual agri-hood. Yours is a functional neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, that's the idea, but not everybody sees it that way. So, listen, anyway, I just remember that I have to set my own course, and I do pay attention to what everybody else thinks. I just do. But no matter what, I still choose my own thoughts. I do my own things. I manifest my own happiness. And so that's the way the universe works with me. Am I happy today? No. I'm not. You can tell by listening to me. If Jennifer were here, she would have asked me in the first 5 seconds, what's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And what's wrong is this whole, these bastards in the Middle East that are blowing up ships and cutting cable and ruining, and that whole area is a mess. And it doesn't have to be if we take control and do what we need to do, if we can find some leadership. The mess in our country, the border, that stuff, it does get under my skin. Those things like that. And the whole board and the big issues, I have very strong feelings about. Do I always express them here? I do from time to time. I don't make it the whole course of what we converse about because it would. I can't have a good day if I spend all my time talking with you about what a crappo day it is.
Mm-hmm.
But today, I feel like it's a crappo day. So instead of the good day show, it's a crappo day show.
It's a crappo day show. You know what? And sometimes it's okay to not be okay. And like we were talking about here, I remember how recently it was, but we were just saying how your body is tied to your mental health. And if you are physically hurting, Doug. You went through it this weekend. And you're physically hurting. And so that kind of changes the mental health thing too. But And then if you're mentally hurting, then you physically hurt as well. It's just all tied together. But I have to go back and mention something that you were talking about with Jen, how Jen would ask you within the first 5 seconds. It is so beautiful to get to be privy to seeing the relationship between you and Jen Horn, because it's not even like you don't have to say something, Doug. She can tell by the way you take a breath. that something's wrong.
Yeah, it's like
is just
married.
One of those magnificently special companionships. You guys have been family for so long that you can honestly sense each other's energy before words are even spoken.
And you know what? That's it. The other thing is that Daisy, my dog, doesn't feel well today, and that's getting under my skin. I just took her outside for a pee and a poop, and she seems to be better. But it's that kind of stuff, too. We all have these little triggers that get to us. But I'm not supposed to go down that street because I'm here to help you have a better day. So what's my go-to place when I want to have a better day? One of the places I go to is the NASA website.
Yes.
I don't know if you knew this. Four astronauts launched into space over the weekend going up to the International Space Station. So the next couple of months, these three NASA astronauts and a Russian astronaut. So I'm reminded of that movie that came out a couple of months ago about the Russians and the Americans being in this International Space Station, and the war breaks out between the Russians and the Americans on the, the surface of the planet, and what they do to try to save what they have of a relationship. And so with all of this stuff going on between us, isn't it interesting that we still, you see, this is how you can tell that if you work at it, it works.
Yeah.
So as much as we hear the back and forth between Putin, who's a pugnacious a-hole, and the rest of the world, we still have the ability to bring Russians to our country and put them up into the International Space Station. As they go up there, they're replacing a crew this week that's been there since last August. Mm-hmm. The people who are on the space station now are from our country, from Denmark, from Japan, and from Russia.
The amazing thing is they're not Americans or Russians or whatever else.
They're
astronauts. All just astronauts or slash cosmonauts.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So they went up on the SpaceX Falcon. This is where NASA hires, and we were paying. it's laughable, but it isn't. We were paying the Russians $54 million to bring when we stopped the shuttle service, the shuttle, space shuttle, which was the dumbest thing that George Bush did. He did a lot of dumb stuff, but that was the dumbest. The dumbest was going to Iraq. This is number two on the dumb list. Anyway, it's interesting how the stuff is all put together. Boeing has made a capsule that will be tested up in space. So they're going to send it up, and they'll hook it onto the space center, and they're going to take it off. They're going to ride around the space center, ride up in space, and then dock it again. It's kind of like an in space car. And I can guarantee you that the doors will not fall off of this. There's been plenty of NASA oversight. All right, enough of that stuff. Well, I guess as long as we're talking about planes and flying, the JetBlue deal to buy Spirit is now done, dead, over, finished. There was a court ruling that blocked their merger, and the two of them went to court to try to save it, and they can't. So it's over, it's done. You know, the thing is that, and I guess I get this, Spirit is a horrible, horrible, horrible airline in my experience, and I'm a pretty seasoned traveler. And people say, well, you ride on American, they're no better. Well, they are better. They aren't the best, but they are better. JetBlue used to be really kind of a neat airline. Now it's just like everybody else, kind of. Although, I will tell you, this is how silly I am. In reading up yesterday in one of, I'm trying to think of why I had the time to do this yesterday. Somehow or other, I got reading one of my travel magazines, and the article was about the distance, the space between seats in the various airlines. And so Spirit has 31 inches. It's the worst. JetBlue has the most, 35 or 36 inches, I think. The average, let's see, American has 32 and 33, depending on what the plane configuration is, and Delta has 33 or 34, and United about the same. So anyway, you know, and people say, what, huh? You read stuff? That stuff interests you? Well, yeah, it kind of does, actually.
Yeah, especially when you travel as much as you do. And we're creatures of habit. We like to, we like what we like.
So here's the deal. Spirit gets the when they make these deals, when these big companies offer to buy somebody else out, they always guarantee it. If it doesn't work, we'll give you some dough. Mm-hmm. So today, Spirit will get a check from JetBlue for $69 million because the deal didn't work. That's, I guess, a great way to make $69 million, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't work. So anyway, so that thing fell apart. Let's see. One other item here that I think is, this is maybe going to put me in a bad mood again, but it's worth talking about for a moment, Jay. In France, their lawmakers approved a bill that will enshrine a woman's right to an abortion in France.
Mm-hmm.
It's constitutional. This is pretty significant stuff. It's designed to prevent the same kind of problem that we have here in our country. The vote in Parliament was 784, 72 against.
Yeah.
Abortion has wide support in France. As a matter of fact, it does all over Europe, pretty much. Except, well, I shouldn't say that. The Italians are pretty Catholic, and the Spanish are pretty Catholic, so they're not big on it. But the French are on it. What happened to Macron? Wasn't he supposed to swim the Seine? What happened
to
that last week?
Yeah, did he?
I
don't think he's. I don't think he has. Yeah, I think he was just saying like he will, because the Paris Olympics kick off. I can't recall the exact date now.
Yeah,
it's the summer.
July. It is this summer. Yeah.
July 26th.
Yeah, the circumstances. All right. Well, I remember walking over the Seine River on more than one occasion, and I did think it was kind of like the Charles River in Boston. And the Lake Erie in Ohio used to be, it stunk. So
our river caught fire. How many people can say that?
Right. It was very exciting. All right, 48 after here on the Exciting Good Day program.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
KFC's new smash potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smash potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax tip and fees extra.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak Burgers with your order. That's OmahaSteaks.com/Doug.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along for a few minutes to probe into Jack's mind, which is a very interesting experience for those of you who've never had the direct opportunity of doing it. I've been probing into his mind for years. And what have I found? Well, I found a lot of good stuff. He's an Anuka chiropractor, as most of you know, and he's also a GAPS practitioner, has created a number of good supplements that help lots of people out. Speaking of supplements, there's a Chinese herb that's being delivered by IV that apparently, according to this really large scientific study, improves stroke victims' recovery. I can't imagine Ken Kronhaus would go for this in a big way, but this is one of the oldest living tree species that is used. Like, you know, aspirin, most people don't understand or know that aspirin comes from the root of a tree, right? Or bark of a tree?
The bark.
But do you think most people know that?
White willow.
Yeah, do you think most people know that? No, I don't think so.
The American Indian was using this for pain when the settlers got here.
But how did they figure that out? Who was the first person to chew on a root to figure out that, okay, this makes me feel better?
You're talking about thousands of generations of people. This is how they cured headache. This is how they cured cancer. This is how they cured other diseases before antibiotics showed up. And then when you look at what current pharmacology research is on today, they're looking at all this stuff that they know cures cancer, but they can't patent it because Mother Nature already patented
it.
So they try to duplicate it, synthesize it in the laboratories. But this is the stuff that, that herbalists, that healers have used for thousands of generations to keep us alive on this planet.
Every single day, I'm so convinced that turmeric, which is the same as curcumin, will keep you from getting cancer, whatever it is.
We know that. It has powerful anti-cancer activities.
Yeah. And then there's how do you pronounce that? Beta-sisterol? Is that how? Yep. Cistosterol? I don't know how to pronounce. What is that stuff?
Cistosterol. It's a phytosterol. It comes from plants. And it's very, you know, Larry King made a big deal about it a number of years ago for prostate cancer. It's known to stop the growth of prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, lung, kidney, breast, gastric.
Which is, I think, killed him. Wasn't it? Didn't he die of prostate cancer?
Do I remember? I don't know. Maybe. But there's several other herbs that have that either stop the growth of cancer cells or kill cancer cells. And of course, Big Pharma does not want this information out.
Didn't you tell me last week that the discovery had been made that cancer wasn't a virus, but it came from parasites and stuff? Did I have that conversation with you? Off the air.
The cancer, like other diseases, is a result of the failure of your immune system to keep you healthy. And so when the immune system can't stop cancer cells, there's a lot of other things it can't stop. It can't stop bacteria overgrowth. It can't stop parasite overgrowth. It can't stop fungus overgrowth. And as a result, those things start showing up in large numbers, and we have a tendency to blame the disease on the cleanup crew that Mother Nature sends in to clean up the dead tissue, when in fact, it was a series of steps, largely malnutrition, that led up to that point, plus local poisons and toxins that get into our lungs and blood from, you know, all the environmental toxins that are out there that suppress immune response. And we're kind of sitting ducks anymore. And it's the presence of bacterial growth that we want to blame the disease on, when in fact, it's just secondary. And then if you get enough of that bacteria, it can be a disease process itself that further worsens the condition of the patient. But it all goes back to nutrition, good clean water, good rest, avoiding toxic substances.
That IV that I was talking about to improve stroke victims' recovery is ginkgo. Yeah. Ginkgo biloba.
It's the tree that survived Hiroshima.
Yeah.
I don't know if we ever talked
like
the story.
Cockroaches.
No, seriously. Everything burned, even to the point where you could see the shadows of human beings in the concrete where they used to be before they incinerated. But the next spring, the following spring, the local ginkgo trees that they thought were totally destroyed started putting out stems. The other trees were all gone. Growing, they were all dead, but the ginkgo survived a nuclear blast.
And so did the cockroaches. So there we have it. This is a great combo. Do you know that 1 in 8 people in the world are now obese? The new study out today.
I don't doubt that.
1 in 8 people are obese. What in the world is the matter with people? Unless they just don't care. They'd rather have a good hamburger taste great and french fries, and so maybe I'll live four years less.
Sometimes it's not so much the things you're aware of that you're eating. It's the ingredients. MSG promotes fat tissue. And MSG is in almost every processed food that's out there.
Hi, Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. Listen and learn.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.